I would like to say I am a Deerfield resident. I have lived here since 1984. And I would like to make a couple of corrections to past testimony to begin. Whoops, I put the wrong thing in. Our selectman said there were two votes supporting Northern Pass. He neglected to tell you of the vote last year, where people who had enthusiastically submitted the first two petitions, then submitted a petition asking for money, $10,000 to fight Northern Pass for legal fees. And that third vote was 2-1 no.
Ms. Katie, just to be clear, I believe his testimony was that the two votes were to oppose Northern Pass. Okay.
And this vote was 2-1 against giving them money to oppose. I was a member of the Lamprey River Watershed Association, to which Preston testified, and I watched as I came down Church Street every day, the JCR placing mats and huge planks to go from this side of the road to this side of the road through what were wetlands and areas they had to traverse. So I do know they did attempt to do that which they were asked to do. I keep seeing more trees, less towers, or trees, not towers. Well, there are pictures of Deerfield where all of Meeting House Hill and where I live on Old Center were pastures. They view to Pawtuckaway Mountain from Ridge Road was clear, pastures. The days of the farmers are pretty well gone, and the fields and pastures are not being kept up anymore. So now I will proceed with testimony. Oh, by the way, the Church Street power lines, as I go home many nights, I see moose, I see deer, I see fox. So I don't think that the power lines has hurt our wildlife. As a Deerfield citizen, I've been listening to the rhetoric of those who want pristine environments, try to either stop Northern Pass legally or by making the company's costs so expensive, the project will become unfeasible. What has bothered me more and more is the use of my facilities for meetings by groups opposed, but especially a town body such as Conservation Commission, Planning Board, Select Board, Heritage Commission, etc. If the loudest voices just happen to be on those bodies and send materials to the Site Evaluation Commission, but are doing so as if the whole community is speaking, isn't that called compelled speech? The federal courts have determined public bodies must remain impartial unless the whole public body they serve is in agreement. Not majority votes, but all the community must agree. And as I speak to you tonight, I prove that not all Deerfield citizens agree with what has been presented to you from those committees. I have a prejudice for hydropower. I grew up in a town that had hydropower. We swam in the lake produced by it. We fished from the dams, and it goes from there. I will leave the rest of this testimony, hoping you can read it, but I will say to you, thank you so much. As a legislator, I have sat behind a table and taken testimony, and I am so sorry for you.